Just certainly a general comment. Like in the Logopraxis Points to Ponder booklet, we got a statement about temptation in that. And essentially, temptation is that which calls the word into question. That's the core or the essence of it, I think. Whenever the word, whenever the Lord is called into question, that's when temptation arises because something other is usurping in that sort of situation. But I mean, obviously, temptation is a positive thing because it's the joining of good and truth. So if we, and when we enter into temptation, well, okay, what's that about? Well, it's simple. Good and truth isn't joined in this area, but it's going to be. We may want a shortcut. We mightn't want the pain and the suffering. Of course, we don't want that. But that's the process. That's the work that has to be done, and that's the means. So if you can frame it and realize that, what this temptation is about is to join what is good and truth. And what comes out of that? Well, peace and joy comes out of that. That's what comes out of it. Not because you've had a victory. That's a really interesting statement, isn't it? It's not a the joy doesn't come from being victorious. The joy comes from the marriage of good and truth. So if you step back and you think about that, the joy of victory has an element of self in it, right? More often than not, it always has that kicker in it. But what this kind of joy and peace is about, so you have an injury, a bodily injury. It limits you in some way, and you're sort of going to rehab and you're trying to get it sorted. And then finally you come right. And there's just sort of an elation with having come right, that things are functioning as they should. There's like when the body is working as it should, when it's in order, there is just a general delight about being able to engage with things and not have something get in the way of what the will is wanting to do. So the will has a truth form that it can actually express itself through in a way that just flows, and that's the peace and the joy aspect. Temptation, I think, is like the mind becomes ordered, and when it becomes ordered, love's present. Of course there's joy, and why, that there has to be. So when there isn't, and when there is a struggle, things are disordered, but the only way they can get ordered is through going through that process, which we term temptation.